up and down, hoping you let secrets spill out your mouth and inhale, exhale, breathe in. With every breath I'm sinking in, no way to describe it, I'm a riot. If I wake up and I'm somewhere beside you instead of inside you, that shouldn't surprise you. You don't even notice, no need to remind you. Wish I could build me a cute apartment,
right? Welcome to this week's edition of Post Adolescence Glow. Yay, I'm so excited to have Sweet Petunia here, followed by Emma Woodley later on. But my name's Amelia Oliver, and I'm here with Constantine, Kim, Daniel, Benicio, and Alec on Studio A. Anastasia is taking pictures for us today, which is pretty fire. And can you guys introduce yourselves? This is Sweet Petunia.
Hi, my name's Maddie.
I'm Marie.
And we are Sweet Petunia.
Woo! So where are y'all from?
I'm from Boston.
I'm from Virginia, but we met.
But we met in Boston.
Nice. Where did you guys meet?
We met in school.
That's where a lot of musicians meet. I'd be like, did you guys go to Berkeley?
We did go to Berkley. Yeah,
don't
we did.
Don't hold it against us.
No, it's okay. I'm honestly, Berkeley exists as this kind of like enigma to me. So I don't really know how I feel about it. So
we feel a little better than like mid, I think, about it. We feel about maybe like a 6.
Maybe, yeah, 6 out of 10.
Lukewarm.
That's fair. People have all sorts of different things to say about it. One second. Hey, Daniel, can you get more sound on their vocals? Is there some... We have some technical things happening.
Yeah, I can't hear my vocal at all yet.
We're going to switch some mics around. I'm so sorry about this. And then we're going to have you guys start soon. We just have some weird things going on, but...
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, we're under construction. We're working on getting some new awesome technical things going on back here. Thank goodness. We do have some dinosaur tech back here, but maybe I'll ask you guys some questions in the meantime.
Yeah.
So do you have a release happening today?
We do.
That's really exciting.
We have a single that just came out today, actually.
Oh my gosh. I saw that on Instagram and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that's the same day as the radio show.
I know.
That's so awesome.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
So tell me about that. That's super. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. So the single is called Quilt Too Big to Fold, and it is a it's a work of historical fiction based on the AIDS memorial quilt, which is so today, if you didn't know, today is World AIDS Day.
That's so important.
Yeah, this song is about the AIDS crisis, and it's sort of about this memorial quilt, which is the biggest piece of folk art in the world. And essentially it's like when somebody would die of AIDS, the quilt would ask people to create a quilt square the size of a coffin.
Wow.
And then decorate it with mementos and memories of the person's life.
Wow.
And then each of those quilt squares would be put together into this giant AIDS memorial quilt, and it's supposed to sort of humanize the people that died of AIDS.
Just the sheer number too.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can look up pictures of it. It's like they've filled like the Washington, like the lawn, the national lawn.
That's so powerful. I feel
it's huge.
I feel terrible. I didn't know about that.
No,
thank you
I
for
know.
Educating
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I wrote this song about it.
That's beautiful.
And it just came out today.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to save that one, or do you want to play it first?
Oh,
up
well, we've got it. We've got it in our.
Okay. Because it's
set.
I thought you were gonna start playing, and I was like, no, let's wait, please. So what did that production process entail for you two? How does that like collaborative writing process pan out?
So usually the way that we like write is one of us will have like a pretty formed song, and then we we bring it to the other person and we sort of write the vocal harmony together and the instrumental harmony as well.
Nice.
So like in this example, I wrote most of the song and then Mairead added their banjo part and vocal, and now it is a beautiful, fully formed piece of work. And I think they added something very beautiful to it. So
that's awesome. And I think there's just so much to be said for the human connection that exists in those partnerships too.
Definitely.
And thank you guys for trying to focus with the technical things going on.
No, it's
everyone's
good.
Just walking around being like, oh, what's going on? Why isn't this working? I'm sorry.
I could say anything right now and Mairead can't dispute it.
I'm helpless. I got talking to my banjo mic.
No,
I can hear you, Mairead. So you guys met at Berklee. What you have a show tonight, right?
Yes.
For your release.
Yeah. So
that's exciting.
It's we happened to be asked to open for a couple bands on tour tonight, so we've sort of made it our single release.
Yeah,
we're
hoping to celebrate it. Even though it's not technically our release show, we did release something today, and we're playing a show today, so yes, it works out well.
It worked out.
Nice. That's really exciting. Okay, our mic's fixed.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm here again.
Everyone went, yeah! Back here, so.
No one's ever been that excited to hear me talk before, so.
We're very excited. I'm more excited to hear y'all sing. So I'm going to ask you guys to get into your music. Well, I'm just as excited to hear you talk as I am. Sometimes Daniel will scoff at me when I say something that doesn't make any sense. And then I'm like, okay, maybe I need to like revisit what I just said. Okay, I'm going to let y'all get into it. If you want to play like one or two songs and just talk about them as little or as much as you want, just what they mean to you and how you created this music, I'll probably also interject and ask you questions. But
okay, cool. You want to intro this one, Maddie?
Oh, sure. This song is called I Wanna Run. It is about the time that I dislocated my knee in a house show basement. And it was really crazy. But then I wrote this song about it. So.
Yeah, so we got a banger out of it at least.
Wishing that the night could drive. oh no, I got this fear, and it's got me frozen here.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you all here today, despite the technical stuff, but I think we have it managed. Thank you for your patience. So what's the next song you have on your set list today?
This next song is called Heels. It's about not being able to sleep.
Oh, I've been feeling that this week. well, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
We do have to tune for a moment here, so...
Oh, that's right, with those banjos. So, I feel like this is such an ignorant thing to ask, but, like, how does that work with the tuning? Is the tuning, like... Like, what are you? What is the little knob that is, like, halfway down the neck? What does that do?
That it's just another, like, regular string, but it's an octave up because it's half as long.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I've always been very mystified by the banjo.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful instrument.
Yeah. So when did you first pick up a banjo? Well, both of you.
I picked up a banjo. Can you check your G again?
It's so impressive that I'm talking at you and you're at the same time. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. I picked up a banjo during my first year of college. I went home for Thanksgiving break. And
that's awesome.
I bought a banjo because when I got to school, I had a friend who lived on my floor in my dorm. And he played the banjo, and it was the first time I'd ever seen one in real life. And I was like, whoa, that is so cool. I had been a fan of them before that, but seeing him play it in real life, I was like, I gotta get one of those. And so I went home and I bought one. And then since that moment, it's been like the instrument that I play like mostly.
Wow. I definitely like, I wonder like what environments in which like people who are young and encounter banjos. Because I just like doing music as a young kid, like I just never, like you said, I never saw them. So it's
Marie did.
Yeah. So tell us, Marie.
Yeah. Well, my great uncle was an incredible clawhammer banjo player.
That's amazing.
But I didn't start playing banjo until about like 3 or 4 years ago, when Maddie and I started playing. We had some songs where we switched instruments, and so I figured I should probably learn how to play the banjo, and I'm so glad I did. I think it's the best instrument in the entire world.
Yeah, it's actually so awesome. I love it.
I mean, it's funny because I found out over break that I've kind of known this, but my grandmother told me more about it. But that like one of I think it's like my great grandfather is like some famous jazz guitarist.
Whoa!
And so it's like I don't even know his name. But like, he like apparently has some legacy, and I'm just gonna let myself believe that. But it is funny to think about like family legacy in that way, that like you have a banjo player in your blood too. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What is happening?
They're putting
right
reverb
now
on me.
They're putting reverb on me too.
Do you want reverb?
Not at all. Especially not that much.
It's
I
gone.
Felt like I was drowning. Oh my god. That was crazy.
That was awesome.
They're just playing around back here.
My bad.
No problem.
To
no
those
problem.
Listening at home, we're actually deep in a cave right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Someone
get Lassie. We're at the bottom of a well.
Well. I'm gonna stop talking and let y'all play.
Cool. This song's called Heels.
Thank you.
my heels. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks. The stars, they fade. The streets start shining above the trees. The sun starts climbing. I close my eyes and beg for darkness. I close my eyes against the pardon. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks in my heels. I think more about the cracks.
That was so powerful. I loved that.
Thank you.
OMG, I thought you were still playing. That scared me. But you're tuning, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, oh, is there more? That was awesome. I loved the way it built at the end there. I feel like it's probably very cathartic to sing like that, huh?
Oh yeah, definitely. We held back a little bit too, but usually we scream a lot as well.
I bet that's a great emotional exercise for you.
Yeah, it's nice.
That is really nice. So this next song, I'd love to hear a little bit about just like what the lyrics mean to you and how you decided to write them, or just, I guess, moments of clarity or inspiration you had in that process, if that's something that feels like an easy question to ask, but we can also talk about something else.
Yeah, no, that's good. This song, it's called Grub, and it follows in the folk tradition of writing songs about wishing you were something somewhere. And this is, it's about being trans, mm-hmm. and just like experiencing life and having to have a body and how it's terrible and also amazing, and how the best parts of life are just like being near my friends and other people that like see the world the same way I do and experience the same feelings that I do. Yeah. And so this was a fun one to work up with Maddie. I remember we sat for like an hour just like looping the banjo part over and over and the vocal part, and yeah.
That's awesome. That's a really beautiful sentiment.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing with us. And I always try to say, like, I think speaking about our emotions and our music, it does kind of exact a certain price from us, and that's what we give. And
that's
so
true.
Thank you for that. Well, with that, I'm excited to hear it.
Sorry, one more second. Squish.
she ugly bug? I wish I was a baby bird in a twiggy nest, and then I wouldn't have to do anything like self-feeding. I want to be crammed in a nest, surrounded by the birds I know best, just to chirp, squawk, and scream. I would do anything to feel, to think, to know I am a bird. Fuzzy little perfect baby bird.
Such a treat.
Thank you.
And yeah, I guess the word that comes to mind is just, I think there's just lots of power in what you both are doing. And I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
So it's 12:23. I'm thinking we'll probably do one or two more songs and then maybe we could chat a little bit more.
Yeah. For sure.
So that's kind of my game plan. I think I might just have you kind of like self-conduct a little bit for the next two songs, if that's
totally
cool. And then mm-hmm. we'll have a little chat and a PSA in the middle. And yeah. Yay.
All right. We're going to do two more songs. This next song is actually the song that we were talking about earlier. It's called Quilt Too Big to Fold. It just came out. So if you are listening in and you like it, you can go listen to it again. When I took up a lover, she was beautiful, her hair was shining gold. Didn't care that she looked just like me. When I was scared, oh, she could be so bold. Think of all the things that I was told. All the time she kissed me on the cheek, saying, Nancy, you're the smartest girl I know, but all you do is sit all day and sew. Mama told me I was just a sinner, said it was like Jesus had foretold. Don't know why this is my cross to bear, don't know why this is my weight to hold. Here when she looks right at me, saying, Nancy, you're the smartest girl I know, but all you do is sit all day and sew. Thank you.
Smartest girl I know, but all you do is sit all day and sew. Now I'm stitching up a quilt too big to fold.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so that was Quilt Too Big to Fold. The next song we're about to play is also a song that we just very recently put out. It's a song that Mairead wrote called Rusty Pipes. It's about their pipes freezing and bursting and then
flooding a little bit. Yeah, don't recommend it.
That was the new single, right? The one you just played. That was awesome.
Quilt
that
Too Big to Fold. Yeah, just came out today. And then this song, Rusty Pipes, came out about like a month ago. Yeah.
Wow. Like I said, congratulations.
Thank
you. It's awesome
you.
You're releasing so much new music.
Yeah, thank you.
Amazing per usual.
Thank you.
Nice. So I think I'm going to have Alec do the PSA right now and then we can chat. So that's going to take like 30 seconds. But Alec, it's over to you.
Hey. Here's a PSA real quick. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs that could lead to colds and flu. And now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Wash your hands. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more information on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Okay, back to you guys.
Thank you, Alec. That was awesome. Killed it, per usual. Okay, so time to talk.
Sweet.
Do you guys have any upcoming events besides? You have the concert tonight. Anything else you're feeling excited about? You have some touring stuff happening, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple more shows to round out December.
Nice.
We are playing a square dance.
Ooh.
Yeah, we sure are.
Which is really cool. We will not be playing while the square dance is happening, but we are opening the square dance.
We're pre-dance music. Oh, I'm dancing hard.
You're going to set the mood for the night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then we're playing our first ever show in Providence.
Yeah, we're playing
I've been wanting to go there.
Queer holiday market in Providence. I've never even been there. On the 10th.
Yeah. And then right before that, we're playing at Northeastern, but none of you can go unless you're listening and you're from Northeastern. So.
Yeah. Which, wow, no brand loyalty at all. If you go to Northeastern and you're listening to this.
Yeah, you're listening to Tufts.
and then we have another thing.
Do we?
In Framingham on December.
No, that's in January.
Wait, that's in January?
Yeah, it's January 5th.
I feel like there's one more thing.
Mm. I can't remember. You'll have to look on our Instagram.
Something on the 15th, I believe.
Oh. Okay. Well.
At Faro Cafe.
Oh, you're right. Yes. We're playing a show on December 15th as well.
Nice. Well, I feel like that's just like a good mental exercise. To
I remember. I feel like I remember all of them usually, but December 15th, we're playing in Cambridge at Faro Cafe with a band called Here Boy.
Nice.
They're really cool.
Nice. I love to see that you have like all these different things you're looking forward to. Definitely it's challenging to pull that all together. How do you find you like hit your strides with the networking, the music and the gigs and stuff? Because I find that can be, I feel like, pretty daunting sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think it helps that we've lived here for a long time. Mm-hmm. At this point, we've lived here for almost 7 years now. Mm-hmm. Right? I think so. Mariette's making a scared
face.
That's
so many, but you're right.
Well, it's like you a child. Didn't live here
I know. I did leave. I did leave and come back, but basically my life was here. So.
Yeah. And we have a lot of friends in like the DIY scene, so a lot of our gigs just come through like friends will think of us and send us people's way.
And by DIY you mean do it yourself, right?
Yeah, do it yourself.
Just kind of like. Yeah, because I think that that's a really cool concept, too, because I think it is really problematic. I just like the commercialized nature of the music industry. And I've just spoken to plenty of people at Passim, too, that have been like, make it make sense. This feels so grueling. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I love to hear that there are community networks that are doing shows that maybe are more financially accessible and more inclusive. Oh, yeah. You know, I think that's super important.
Yeah, you're not going to pay to play in a basement.
No. Yeah.
That makes sense.
We're lucky.
If we've got time, maybe we can dock some house venues. Oh, yeah. That seems to be the theme right now.
That sounds fun, honestly. I would do that for free any day. So.
We're no Boston Globe, but.
Yeah. Might as well be. Sorry. That was me. I guess I want to ask, it's the last month of the year. Today is the first day of December. A tradition I do with my housemates, I try to do it every month. My housemate Mimi is the best at it and she remembers, but we say rabbit, rabbit at midnight at the last day of the month all together. And you spend a minute thinking about what your intentions for December are. But I think because it's the last month of the year, I spent some time also just thinking about how I felt about this year. You know, it has been a long year. So how would you summarize Sweet Petunia's year? I guess that's my question.
We've been making moves in silence.
That is a perfect summary,
I would
say. That
is sort of like what our year was we are making moves in silence.
Silence.
Behind the scenes.
Nobody knows, but we have been making moves in silence. But we spent nearly all of 2023 working on a whole bunch of new music. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that it will be out in the world in 2024. That is our hope.
Our deepest wish.
That's our deepest wish. So. Nice.
Well, I'm excited to see that come to fruition.
Thank you. How would you sum up your year? Huh.
That's a great question. Honestly, artists, I don't feel like ever ask me questions. So I'm like, whoa. I mean, it's been a long year, but I would say it's been a very positive year where I've been able to grow a lot and learn a lot about myself through definitely like challenging moments. But I think that like pushing through those things can lead, I definitely have this philosophy instilled in me that like good things can't come easily. And if something's actually going to be really good, like you might have to just weather a little bit of a storm for it.
That's real.
And that gives me some solace, at least, and it's something I really carry with me.
That is real.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that like for me being a senior, there's a lot to impend, and I think the seniors all feel that way.
Totally.
I can speak for us. But it's definitely like I love getting to come do radio because I'm not thinking about that while I'm here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about music, and that's why I love being at my team too. It's just a great space to be in. I'm super happy to have you both here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm like, okay, we got to make the radio happen. The radio will happen. Every
love
week,
radio.
That's me, though.
Yeah.
So I want my last question is, I'm curious, like, what y'all's... Well, okay, I wanted to ask you what your Spotify Wrapped is, because I, like, have a love-hate relationship with that, and I never feel like it gets me right.
Yeah.
But I'm curious what y'all thought of your Spotify Wrapped / what inspires you, and what have you been listening to this year?
Well, you don't use Spotify.
I don't use Spotify.
Ooh.
I use Apple Music.
Did you have an Apple
they
Wrapped?
They have one, right?
I did. I think my... I mostly listen to, like, tapes in my car.
Nice.
You're so
I know.
Esoteric.
Look, I'm so off the grid. I definitely don't spend 4 hours a day on TikTok. I'm super off the grid. I never use my phone.
Me.
But I got Dolly Parton as my top artist,
nice.
which checks out.
My Spotify Wrap got so messed up because we did a Chicks cover show back in October, and I listened to so much of the Chicks to prepare. So all of my top songs were from the Chicks, which is just not accurate to
That's so funny.
To my actual listening, but it was definitely funny.
It was very
to
funny.
To be like, oh, the Chicks they're my top artist, but I literally have never listened to them before, like, October. Well, I listened to them
so
a
funny.
Little bit. I knew
but
they
not,
were, but
not,
not,
in,
like that.
Not in earnest.
I'm not like a... I wouldn't say I'm like a Chicks stan.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I would say we are mostly inspired by, like, Gillian Welsh.
Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Love that.
Haley Hendricks.
Yeah,
nice.
Definitely. LaMelda.
Mm.
Beethoven.
Beethoven's very good. Yeah, lots of, like, indie folk and rock. I love Jody, who we're playing with tonight, so I'm feeling like I'm in... I'm going to be kind of star-eyed.
That's so exciting.
I have to keep my cool.
That's so cool.
And not be a weirdo. But I think I've had a lot of practice recently, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww, that's nice. That's how I felt when I met Sarah Bareilles at Passim.
Oh my God. Yeah, because your husband played at Passim, right?
Yeah, no. Rachel, like, messaged me and was like, Sarah Bareilles is on the guest list tonight. Like, you got to come. And
that's
I was like,
so
that's crazy.
Oh, I cried in the bathroom after. But it just, yeah, like.
Because she was so mean.
She was so pretty. Oh my God. Like, she was like. Her eyes were crinkly, like her nose kind of scrunches up when she laughs.
Oh my
God. Like, I'm like, she's like 5'6". She's so nice. Like,
starts in my toes, crinkle my nose.
Yeah, no, I was like floored.
That's
like,
that crinkle.
I had like such a moment. Like,
that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's definitely like it's very cool. Like I never thought that I would ever get to like
meet
just,
her.
Yeah, I literally just said to her, I was like. I just need you to know how deeply you've inspired me. Like,
yeah, totally.
And
that's so
she just,
awesome.
Like, it was just funny because I felt like you said, like, I was like, don't be a weirdo. Like, you can ask all my friends. I had an anxiety attack before
went.
Because I was
no.
like, should I go? Like, maybe I shouldn't go. Like, what am I going to say to her? Like, I couldn't even, like, handle the pressure. So,
oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you met her. That's
yeah,
so wonderful.
That's good.
Oh, me too.
Those are the moments that make it all worth
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll never forget. Okay, well, what I usually do is when we hit the last, like, 20 minutes... I tend to kind of not chat so much. Do you feel like you've promoed the things you would like to promo? Is there anything else you want to chat about? Let's drop your Insta handle one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our Instagram is Sweet Petunia Band.
Nice. Follow them. Follow us, please.
Yeah.
If you want to give the single a listen, yes. It'd mean a lot. And we have some merch for the single on our Bandcamp that...
We'll be
benefiting.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. A Roxbury-based HIV organization. The name I'm forgetting right now off the top of my head. But it is a Roxbury-based organization working to end the HIV epidemic specifically in Massachusetts, but all over the world as well.
Wow. So. Yeah. That's such an important cause and mission. I love to hear that. Nice. Well, I'm probably going to sit back and just be quiet and let y'all kind of finish out the rest of the show. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds great. Yeah. We'll do a few more songs.
Everybody, please follow Sweet Petunia Band on Instagram. Give their new beautiful single a listen. And please keep tuning in for the last 20 minutes of their set, followed by Emma Woodley. So, yeah. Okay. That's it for me for, like, a little bit.
All right. This song's called In David's Living Room.
Your first ever diss track.
Yeah, my diss track.
I can see she means. I can't do nothing about it though. Snow tracked in my skirt too thin. I can't do nothing about it though. Adam sneers, is me. Bro, muttered slur makes my skin burn. I can't do nothing about it though. She
and just saying how beautiful this is. What a treat your set has been. Really so amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, this song about being so depressed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for anyone who has the winter sads.
It's very real. I feel like seasonal depression is inescapable sometimes.
Yeah, especially when the sun sets at 4 p.m.
No, it's wild. It's like crazy. I had my first daylight savings ever when I was 18 because Arizona didn't do daylight savings.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was like, what in the hell? And it hit at like, it was like on Halloween weekend.
Oh. Yeah.
And it hit at like 2 in the morning and I was like, what is going on right
that's
now? How is it 3?
Yeah, that's
like,
rough. Crazy. That's rough.
Go the other direction. Yeah, that shows you how much I know.
You should get an extra hour to party though, right?
That's
yes,
true.
True.
Well, I took like a little nap and then I woke up and I was like, I'm so confused.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so this song is kind of about that.
Yeah,
feeling.
That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Sour, sweet bio on my tongue, on my tongue. I can feel my teeth shifting in my gums. There is a bloody taste, red on yellow like the sun. Like the sun. Can someone call my mom? Guess I'll piss myself. I'm too tired to
that song.
Sorry, I was welcoming the next band.
No problem.
Okay, well, what time is it?
It's, I think, 12:50. We were thinking of playing one more song, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. You're, of course, welcome to use the rest of that time, but if you want that to be your last song, that would be kind of helpful for us with our tech transition.
We've got the perfect last song to play right now.
Yay. Well, I am so excited to hear your last song, and just thank you so much for giving us such a beautiful show today. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us. This has been so wonderful. Yeah.
It's been very, very beautiful. We've all just... This is probably, like, we have never had, I would say, a musical act like your duo before, so it's been very unique and special.
Thank you.
So here's the last song from Sweet Petunia.
Yeah, this song is called Early Morning Blues. It came out on our last EP, and it is our farewell.
Oh, three. Gone too soon. Thank you so much again. And I'll be back after the song ends.
Sweet.
Light strikes the corner with a peculiar sort of shape. The world outside is warming. Birds through the window with their warbling mess of cries. Here in early morning.
Thank you so much. We've been Sweet Petunia.
That was a perfect signing off song. That was so beautiful. That was like a lullaby. I'm like, yeah. Ooh, I can like, listen to that for a good bit.
Add it to your sleep playlist and let it play all night long.
Yep. Oh my goodness.
That over be, like, and over really, really and over and over and over again.
No, it's like every night I'm like, Alexa, play Brown Noise.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
that
good. That's the good
stuff.
That's
real. I love Brown Noise.
Yeah. Alexa, wow. She gets me through. Okay. Yep. Well, we're going to take a quick tech break. Alec, if you wouldn't mind doing the PSA once we hit 1 p.m.,
and maybe playing a song or two or whatever. We'll take a 10-minute break to get our tech going. But thank you so much, Sweet Petunia. This has been such a joy. And I'm super excited to introduce Jessica Woodley up next. They have a 5-person band today, and we're just super excited to hear from them as well. But thanks for all of those who have been listening. And if you're just tuning in, my name's Amelia, and this is Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and please keep listening for Jessica Woodley up next. Over to you, Alex. Alec.
Cross the ocean, you wouldn't even jump puddles for me. I cared with devotion, you didn't, that was easy to see. You don't see, you don't think of my emotions. Might as well leave you be, it's not like you notice. You don't see, you don't think of my emotions like you
BSA. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. ... A public service message from MedGrid. Tass Educational Radio, WMFO. Bye.